Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress note for comprehensive counseling and cooperation. Since I'm doing by cell phone, I cannot go the landline. So please bear with me and try. You must be understand my language, my accent. So the first patient is Morkin, M-O-R-K-I-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Her date of birth is 8-7-1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1582. Date of evaluation for all these patients is June 15th, 2026. Patient was seen by a doxy. They have consented for appointment. First patient I told you, Morkin Patricia, date of birth is 8-7-1958, telephone number is 248-514-1582. Subject is Ajita. Patricia is 67-year-old, single, Caucasian female, living at 265 West Farnham, Farnum, Madison Heights, Michigan, 48071. She has been seeing every quarterly. And describe that she is doing much better. She is suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, and due to the high weather and also change in weather affect her arthritis. Period. She has been in treatment for depression, anxiety, and sleep problem, and has been on trazodone 100 milligrams. At that time, in Cymbalta 20 milligrams at that daily. She described the combination of medication has been helping. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal mental thought, there was no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She was coherent, appropriate, no side effect. She told me that she has read that Cymbalta has been withdrawn from the market due to some discrepancy. I reported that it has been due to the some ingredient during manufacture, but only 30 and 60 milligrams was reported as per record. However, she has not showing any side effect of the medication. I further discuss that I will since she does not have any side effects, she should continue. And if there is a concern, I would like that she should gradually withdraw, gradually reduce the dose, as she has been taking this medication for long term, and sudden withdrawal can cause withdrawal symptoms, which can be dangerous. To which she agreed. I further discussed that if she likes, she can try with the 10 milligrams. And gradually see if there is a side effect, she can take it back. If there is withdrawal symptoms, she should continue 20 milligrams and also check with her pharmacy. I will further further review the information and let her know. Peer to which she agreed. She described so far, she has been taking this medication for a long term and has not been showing any side effect. Peer. She has been attending activities, taking her granddaughter to different programs and working on her garden and taking care of herself independently. Assessment, major depressive disorder with no side effect, no suicidal mental thoughts, improvement in sleep and behavior. Continue with the supportive care. A 90-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient agreed the plan. This is the end of dictation. Next solution is Gardner David, G-A-R-D-N-E-R-D-A-V-I-D. His date of birth is 6-8-1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of evaluation is June 15, 2026. Subject to Anita. David is 48-year-old, married, Caucasian male, working for a real estate, living with his wife and children at 4176 Oak Tree Circle, Rochester, Michigan 48306. Indicate that he has been doing fine. Without medication, he cannot sleep. P.S. I further discuss as long as he is not having any side effects, he should continue. He described that he liked to continue fluphenazine 5 milligrams, Seroquel 25 milligrams daily. The combination has been effective and has not been showing any side effect. He is also on lithium 450 milligrams daily. He described all these medications has been helping him to improve his mood, behavior and functioning. He is productive and has been actively in our real estate business. He denies any side effect of the medication. He's on Seroquel 200 milligrams at bedtime, fluphenazine 5 milligrams at bedtime, Seroquel 25 milligrams in the morning, lithium carbonate 450 milligrams twice a day, and benzotropine 1 milligram tablet. A 30-day supply was ordered. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic story. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect rest pain. End of dictation. Next solution. On Duncan Teresa, DUNCANTERESA. Her date of birth is 11/23/1968. Telephone number is 313-258-3284. Subject to another, Teresa is a 57-year-old, single African-American female living at 3643 East Willis, Detroit, Michigan, 48207. She has been in treatment for chronic schizophrenia, currently stable on medication, having no side effect or any active symptoms of psychosis. She describes she's sleeping good, eating good, does not hear any voices or having paranoid thoughts, no mood swings, no irritability, agitation. She has been working in Detroit for a company for a long time. Currently on Benadryl 25 milligram daily and fluphenazine 1 milligram at bedtime. She was alert and coherent, logical, good eye contact, pleasant, appropriate, no side effect. Assessment, schizophrenia by history, symptomatic stable, continue with the supportive plan, a 90-day supply. Other medications was ordered. Patient will make another appointment in 30 days and application. Next solution on Anna Inucci, Anna Inucci. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Date of relation is 6/15/2026. Subjective agitum. Anna is a 72-year-old, single, Caucasian female, living at 17195 Fraser Wood Drive, Fraser, Michigan 48026. She was seen for follow-up. She was happy, pleasant, cooperative, and was drinking coffee mixed with both decaffeinated and caffeinated. And she described it has been helping her. She does not give any problem. She is eating good, sleeping good, no suicidal thoughts, no depression, but denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. During summer time, she described there is not much activities yet. I further discussed that she should go out with the colleagues in the home so that she can have her own group and activities yet. To she agreed. She has been on meratazepam 7.5 milligram at bedtime, lamotrigine 200 milligrams at bedtime, lamotrigine 50 milligram in the morning, and melatonin 3 milligram at bedtime. She describes that medication has been helping and she does not have any side effect. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder is currently stable on medication. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient want to seen every 2 weeks. A follow up and was taken. Next solution on Rayos, RAYOS Florence, FLORENCE. Her date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective and adjective. Florence is a 63-year-old Caucasian female who's living in 38705 Suit and Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan 48310. She described that she has been doing all right, sleeping, eating good, but she want to change the center for her dialysis, as the technician over there does not cooperate with her and she does not like him. I further discussed that that she has done the similar thing in the past, and it is not a good idea to keep changing center. If she has any problem with any of the staff, she always talk to the supervisor. The patient was counseled and encouraged that she should understand the importance of a treatment. She agreed. Currently, she is on Lamivudine 5 mg, Zoloft 100 mg daily, and Oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime. She described current medication has been helping. She denies any suicidal self-thought, denies any hallucinations or any delusion. Judgment sight is good. She was started amlodipine, AMLODIPNE, and clonidine by her primary care physician. She described why they have given her two antihypertensive medication. I further discuss she has to discuss with her primary care physician. It may be possible that she has high blood pressure, for which they have added 200%. She described her blood pressure was 140 by 90. I further discuss that she has diastolic blood pressure, high blood pressure. She has, they want to keep at below 90. Therefore, it is a good idea, but she can discuss with her primary care physician, to which she agreed. Patient denies any side effect of the medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, continue with the olanzapine 5 mg at bedtime, serantoin 100 mg at bedtime, and oxcarbazepine 300 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was named. Patient want to see every 2 weeks, therefore appointment was given in 2 weeks. End of dictation. Next solution: Carlesimo, 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 Katlyn, KATYLYN, Carlesimo, CARLESIMO, Katlyn, KATYLYN, date of birth is 8/27/1989, telephone number is 586-854-6037, subject to Katlyn is a 36-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of two kids, young kids, living at 14238 Hibiscus HIVISC West Drive, Selby Township, Michigan 48315. She, patient was seen for follow up. She is on Adderall 10 mg in the morning and 10 mg at noon. Patient has history of attention deficit disorder. She also having she also working part time as a transport the patients from to the center. She described during summer time she is working only once a week, as the children have summer off. Therefore, she wants to spend some time with them. I appreciate and also explain this is a good idea. She has to spend more time with the family and as well as keep working. She also indicate that she noticed that when she take a jar 10 mg in the morning, soon after she get out the bed, she noticed a big improvement. I further discussed that I explained her that ADHD is a 24 hours problem. So if she take early morning, then the effect of the medication is good, and she maintain her stability with the second dose. To which she agreed. She claimed that she has been sleeping, eating all right, denies any depression and nighty mood swings, and quite happy with the medication. She can focus better, more productive, taking care of kids without losing any sight. I further explain the psychopathology and the problem of ADHD. To be it, patient agreed. Assessment: attention deficit hyperactive disorder, symptoms can be 30 day supply of Adderall XR 10 mg in the morning and 10 mg noon was given. This is the end of the patient. Next solution is on Ahmed Mishab Misbah, AHMED Misbah, MISBH, date of birth is Ahmed Misbah, MIS BAH, date of birth is 7/20/1956, telephone number is 313-782-2679, subject area is Misbah, is 69 years old, married, Bangladeshi American male, living with his wife at 32857 Cambridge Drive, Warren, Michigan 48093. Period. Patient was seen for follow-up. Mr. Misbah described that he is doing much better. He is not depressed, suicidal, but sometimes he get a feeling of hopelessness. Also, he described he feels drowsy during daytime. I further review his medication and explain this effect could be due to the clonopin, because clonopin have a long-acting effect. If you like, I can reduce the dose to clonopin 0.5 milligram at bedtime, to which he's agreed. I further discussed that I'm not making any changes, and he's taking Celexa 20 milligram daily and Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime. He had risk-benefit side effects, as explained. It was also explained that the feeling of hopelessness would be the loneliness. He's so involved in the family members go out, go to the mall, go to the park, and that will help a lot, to which he agreed. He was alert-oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process organized. There was no irritability, agitation. Judgment sight is improved. Assessed major depressive disorder chronic. Symptomatic is stable. Plan continue with the supportive care, reality orientation, education about the medication. And I reduced the dose of clonopin to 0.5 milligram at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Follow-up and not over even 30 days. Next solution is VanCleave, VanCleave, Leslie, LESLIE. His date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Date of evolution is 6/15/2024. Subject area data. Leslie is a 68-year-old, married, Caucasian man, living with his wife at 15343 Petrie, Petrie, Roseville, Michigan 48066. Subject area. Leslie, who was in a good mood, pleasant affect, described that he has been doing great. No problem with the medications or no problem at home. He has been compliant with the milieu and the treatment. He and his wife also agreed about the improvement. Patient has been taking Depakote, 500 milligrams twice a day. Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day and Seroquel 400 milligrams at bedtime. Hydroxyzine 25 milligram BID tablet. He described that he has been feeling much better, sleeping, eating good. His wife also admitted that about the improvement. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. I further discussed that he should be work on his diet and also do some exercise, and it is good idea he should go for bike ride, but be careful about the medication as it may cause some drowsiness, slowness. He has to look into that, to which he agreed. A 30-day supply was ordered. This month he has explained his benefit side effect assessment. Schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue with the medication. 30-day supply was ordered. Follow appointment was within 30 days. Next solution is on Zunkage, ZUNCAZNANA. Date of birth is 11/8/1972. Phone number is 702-379-7304. Date of relation is 6/15/2026. Subject to Alita. And is a 33-year-old Hispanic American female living with her boyfriend at 28388 Queens Court, Warren, Michigan 48093. She has seen for follow-up and described that she has been doing all right. She is able to focus better and has been productive. She got a part-time job, and she is feeling quite happy. She was described the same time she feels that drug doses are not as good as it was. She may need a higher doses. I further discussed that she has been taking Adderall 20 milligram tablet. Maybe try with the Adderall XR. 20 milligrams, which is longer acting, may help her focus, because since she was start working, she need to be attentive during the work period. She also taking Prozac 20 milligram daily, which are for heart stresses and for depression and anxiety, to which she agrees she is doing good. She was alert, oriented, Caucasian. Female mood was with hamic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no erratic visual hallucinations, highly positive feeling, she is feeling much better. Assessment, depressive disorder, annoyance, symptomatically stable, attention deficit disorder, stable, plan will change Adderall XR, change to Adderall XR 20 milligrams daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Follow plan was given in 30 days. This is the end of the patient. Next patient, on Randall Salsa, RANDALL, Salsa, SHALYSA. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective Ayurveda, Salsa is a 36-year-old. Caucasian female living with her boyfriend at 38124 Duke Charney, Ducharme Drive, Clinton Township, Michigan 48038. She was seen for follow-up. She described that she has been given an injection for her carpal tunnel syndrome in her both arm and both leg, and she is undergone physical therapy, also getting medications, pain medications for to help her arthritis, which is, she described it is a cirrhotic arthritis, and she is working at a attorney office and got some leniency so that she can go into the treatment. She has been working, but not as much as it was before. She also seen a therapist and described she like it. Currently she is maintained on Adderall 20 milligram in the morning and noon, in the evening. She described without medication, she cannot focus, not be attentive and productive, but she doesn't want to take more medication, just like, but this medication, this dose has been at least helping her. It was appreciate about her concern and continuous treatment. Period. I also review her urine for drug screening, and it was noted that she also had also looked into the drug screening, and it was noted that she has been taking amphetamine and also for marijuana, some other drug in the form of gabapentin was there, which may be prescribed by her primary care physician. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was present, affect was bright, the speech was clear, thought passed her night. She was very positive about her work and improvement and liked to be productive. Yet I appreciate her continuous treatment and also working on her health and taking care of her kids and job. Yet I further explained that I am going to send the prescription and she denied any side effect. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, symptomatically stable, carpal syndrome, both wrist, arthritis, continuity with supportive plan, a 30-day supply was ordered, end of dictation. Next solution on Frank, FRANK, Frank's NANN. Her date of birth is 10/15/1974. Telephone number is 313-910-5053. N is a 51-year-old married Caucasian female living at 2002 East Park, Algonac, ALGONAC, Michigan 48001. Seen for follow-up. She described that she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, denied any side effect of the medication. She's on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg 12 hourly, Bupropion 10 mg twice a day, Duloxetine 30 mg BID, PF, and also on hydroxyzine 25 mg daily. She described the medication has been helping and she is productive. She does not have any complaint. She was looking forward to buy a bike so that she and her husband can go for a drive. PF. I appreciate her understanding and the thing, and also work on his difficulties. She is looking forward to go for a weight reduction program, but she has to work on herself on diet and exercise. I further discussed risk and benefit of the medication. She described medication has been, she has been taking these medications for a long time, and medication does not cause any problem. She is quite happy, pleasant, cooperative, no side effect of the medication, no suicidal homicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Judgment site is good. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed, history of major depressive disorder recurrent, period, history of cardiac problem, status post cholecystectomy, plan, continuity with supportive care, 30 day supply was ordered, stress benefit, side effect, and pain, prognosis guided. Next and last evaluation on Murphy Smith, MURFEY. Smith, SMITH, Wendy, WENDY, date of birth is 8/22/1962. Phone number is 586-519-2244. Date of evaluation is 6/15/2026. Subject on data. Wendy is a 63-year-old, married, Caucasian female, living at 8239 TOEPHER. T at Tiger, TOEPHER, Warren, Michigan, 48089. Subject Anita. Wendy was in a good mood, pleasant effect. Described she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good. Denied any depression, anxiety, motion. Denied any suicidal, homicidal behavior. She has been in contact with the primary physician to start on weight reducing. Drugs period for which she is working on it. She also described that her primary care physician also told her that she has been gaining weight maybe because of LIFI, which I agreed, which I was telling her for a long time. So since I saw last time, she stopped taking LIFI and hydroxyzine, and she has not shown any side effect of the medications or any withdrawal symptoms. She is only taking Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, time-free. Her mood was pleasant. Her face was bright. Speech was clear. Thought process was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No additive visual hallucinations or any perceptive delusion. I further discussed that it looks like she is doing very well and continue the same medication. Patient was cooperative, attentive, appropriate, in a good mood and pleasant effect. Assessment bipolar mood disorder history. Currently history of ADD. Currently stable on medications. Plan continue on. Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, a 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effects, plain follow panel was given in 30 days. This is the end of the discussion done by Dr. Stogi. Thank you very much. This is the end of the discussion.